Our first feature today is being read by Penelope Gagan and was written by Emma Brennan, who recalls the excitement of her first family caravanning trip.
Dirty dogs, chemical bogs, and a wee problem with the awning. One thing my other half discovered very early on in our relationship is that I don't do tents. This is after he tried to spring a surprise camping trip to the Balkans on me not long after we met. My severely raised eyebrows left him in no doubt that I really like my home comforts when I'm on holiday. With the school summer holiday upon us, it got me thinking back to my childhood holidays and the fact that I never really liked camping, even as a child. I think I inherited that from my mum, who would much rather have one night in a nice hotel than a week roughing it under canvas. Her never-to-be-repeated experience of camping in the 1950s saw her and her best friend chased off a very damp mountainside by an angry farmer. Most of the time, Mum and Dad arrived at the compromise of renting a chalet. But one year, Dad proudly announced we would be borrowing a friend's touring caravan and heading off to the coast for a week. Some friends were going to be staying there at the same time, so it would be lovely, he insisted. The day of departure arrived, and after the caravan was successfully packed to the gunwales and hitched to the car, we set off on a rather perilous road trip, which saw us all nervously eyeing the caravan in the specially enlarged wing mirrors as it swayed from side to side behind. It seemed a long way, and we were all relieved to arrive with both car and caravan upright. Upon arrival, we shored up the caravan with its screw-down legs and some breeze blocks before trying to work out how to erect the awning, which Dad insisted would give us acres of extra space. In truth, the caravan wasn't a big one, and even with the awning, we were all a bit like sardines in a tin. My parents had to convert the table into a bed every night, and my sister and I had bunk beds on the wall with sleeping bags, which we thought was great. My sister opted for the top bunk, which made it even worse when she fell out of bed one night. It was amazing that she didn't even wake up and was still snoring away on the floor come daybreak. The toilet was also a bit of a bugbear, being essentially a bucket with a seat and some blue chemicals in it. The loo was wedged into a cupboard behind the door, so not exactly the best place to spend anything other than a penny. I was too young for it to bother me unduly, but I don't think Mum went for the whole week we were there. The people we were holidaying with had children our age and a dog. My mum is an animal lover, but was never too keen on having dogs in her house, let alone a small caravan. This particular mutt, aptly named Dudu, took quite a disliking to us and showed this in various cunning ways. Seeing me as a rival for the attention, Dudu surreptitiously nipped my finger when I was laying on the sunbed near the caravan. I didn't make a fuss, as I was always a stoical child, but Dudu's card was marked. The next day, when Mum was sitting on a deck chair, the dog jumped onto her lap and passed wind several times, having consumed copious amounts of chicken skin. When Mum tried to eject him, he growled and rigidly stayed put. The extent of this dog's impropriety knew no bounds, and on day three, Dad opened the awning to discover Dudu had weed all over the zipper and beyond. He never weed up his owner's awning. He knew exactly what he was doing. After this, Dad decided the dog should be renamed Don't. My sister and I actually found staying in a caravan quite exciting. The whooshing sound of the gas lamp, playing cards in the evening as there was no TV, and relying on a whistling kettle for our mandatory pots of tea were all out of the ordinary occurrences, which added to the holiday vibe. I didn't even mind that the awning was like a greenhouse with condensation running down the inside and dogwee on the outside. To us, it was a big adventure. The caravan site also had a clubhouse, which is a completely new concept for us. Apart from having a bar with some third-rate entertainer, provided by a tone-deaf Elvis lookalike who played a Farfisa organ, there were also arcade-style amusements. much to Dad's annoyance, I think, we put most of our holiday money into the claw-grabber-crane machine, trying every day to outwit the obviously rigged mechanical fault which saw it drop every object just before reaching the prize slot. It was the last day of our holiday when I finally won not one, but two torches. I kept one and gave the other to my sister. We went home happy to have a memento of our one and only caravan holiday that would, at least in the short term, outshine the dastardly deeds of Doodoo.